Hello, I am BB, and this is my disco party. you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. My name is Britt Bachman. I am the editor of Discorder and a wannabe show host. Wannabe because I'm extremely nervous, but welcome to my party. Every week at this hour, Tuesdays 3 to 4, you will hear a selection of music from Discorder magazine, the current issue of Discorder magazine, and right now that means the May issue. So we're going to be listening to a lot of music that we have featured either as interviews or reviews, live show reviews, album reviews, all that kind of stuff. Before we start listening to some of that music, though, I want to give a very special shout out to The Misc, who has written all the theme music for this show. You will hear The Misc throughout. There's several little clips. Huge shout out to Mona and Bronnie and Jessica and everyone involved in that project. They are so brand spanking new that you will not be able to search them on Bandcamp, but maybe you will one day. We'll see. So, without further ado, let's listen to some Joe Past.
Thank you. The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
Do you ever find yourself just scrolling through Instagram stories, uncertain what you're going to do next? Well, put down your phone and turn up the radio. Because it's BB's Disco Party.
It's true. It is BB's Disco Party. Thank you for staying tuned. You just heard a whole lot of Joe Past. We listened to every song that you can listen to for free on the Bandcamp page. But if you want to hear more Joe Past, the official record release is this Friday, May 25th, at Redgate. There will be a show. Joe Pass is obviously performing. The openers are Dumb and Little Sprout. And this is Redgate's Hastings location's last official show in that location. So if you want to say hello to Joe Pass and you want to say goodbye to Redgate, then you should definitely go to that show on Friday. So the songs that we listened to were MDM, Glass, and Millennial Trash Blues. And the album is Their Prime, which is released on Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records here in Canada. So I played that because we're playing features from the current issue of Discorder, and Joe Pass was featured in the current issue of Discorder. Interview by Dylan Joyce and photos by Alistair Henning. An incredible photo shoot, a really strong article. It was an interview with Joe, during which he really explained the process of getting signed to Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records and sort of how his luck has changed over the years playing music. He seems quite satisfied, and we're happy to see that. They're also going on tour. So if you're listening from far away but still in the Pacific Northwest, maybe check out some tour dates and catch another show if you can't be at Redgate this Friday. In other news, BB. Are you familiar with BB? BB is this great local group comprised of, well, the founders are Bella and Megan, who are also in Joe Past. I'm going to play a BB track now, followed by a little bit of Winona Forever. They were reviewed in the May issue of Discorder, but we'll talk about that a little later. Listen up for this song by BB.
Not to let you go. Feeling so deflated. It's not from underneath it. I'm learning how to lose. But gently, no cheating. Yeah, I resist devotion. I'm spreading myself thin. I left my arms with you, and then I'll leave my legs with you. Man of one of my dreams. Man of one of my dreams. I think I'm changing, I'm no longer changing.
Hello, my name is Bibi. This is my disco party. What you just heard were a couple tracks by Bridal Party. They are based in Victoria, great local Lower Mainlandy Victoria band. I say that because they seem to play here a lot, but they are definitely from Victoria. Before that, we heard Winona Forever with a track called Heads or Tails that was released earlier this year. And then before that, we heard a song by the group BB. It is the only demo that I could find of theirs online. They've been teasing us with new music for a very long time, and it hasn't come out yet. But I'm really looking forward to it, and I trust that it will come out soon. Please, BB, if you're listening, please release some music soon so I can play it on BB's disco party. This show is pretty much made for you. I played those tracks because they were covered in the May issue of Discorder. There was this really great review in the RLA section written by Joshua Azizi that covered the Winona Forever tour kickoff and farewell show that had Bridal Party and BB perform. I say farewell. I'm not sure if it was actually technically branded as a farewell show, but I think it should have been because I believe the band has moved to Montreal. If somebody thinks that's misinformation, feel free to call the station and correct me. I don't have the number because I don't really remember what the number in the booth is, but somebody will talk to you and will relay that information. Possibly, probably not. To let you know, you should stay tuned after this program to listen to Velisca. We'll be performing live at 4 p.m. and there will be a nice little interview with our CITR music director, Miles Black, as well. So I'm going to read a little bit from the review that Joshua wrote on the Winona Forever show, just a little bit about Winona Forever. Headliners Winona Forever were easily the stars of the night, having packed the venue and getting the room to dance and cheer to songs with titles like Shrek Chic. After seeing them perform to an all-ages venue 3 years ago, the Facebook event page for that show described them as basically One Direction. I'm happy to announce that they've grown into an adept, confident indie rock outfit. Their songs are catchy, witty, and fun, and judging by the quality of their most recent singles, Keep Cool and Heads or Tails, they only seem to be getting better. And I would have to agree. Well done, Winona Forever. We're going to listen to a couple ads and then jump right into some music by Hello Blue Roses and Holy Hum. Thank you for listening thus far. Please keep listening if you like this music. If you don't, just tune in at 4 p.m. and listen to Velisca play a live set instead.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Make sure you never leave. Show me face, I can't take it. Look off your golden feathers, do not be afraid. I'm in places drunk on so many faces, but it's yours, similarly etched on my inner thigh.
to the radio station. Found a host that would talk to me. She said, yeah, come on in, it's okay. She said, my show starts at 3. She said, yeah.
Hello. Somebody tried to call me in the last music block. I just wanted to say, if it was you and we didn't pick up, I'm sorry. I don't really know how to do that yet, to be perfectly honest. The board's a little crazy. I guess I made a promise that I shouldn't have, and that is that if you called, I would pick up. So I'm sorry I didn't. Yeah. You are listening to BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my party. Every Tuesday between 3 and 4 for the rest of the summer, perhaps even the foreseeable future, I will be playing music from the current issue of Discorder. And that block you just heard, a lot of Hello Blue Roses. That was what kicked it off, with three songs by Hello Blue Roses. That was Smell, Pretty Penny, and Mock Orange Blossom. And those are all off of the album Trade Winds, which just came out a couple months ago. Really, really excellent project by Sydney Armant, and Dan Bejar as well is involved, I believe. And there was a review of a show. There was a whole Hello Blue Roses show and Holy Hum show April 21st at the York Theater. Part of this great series that the Cult has been doing Soft Cedar. That is what it's called. I believe they have another one coming up with Lightning Dust, perhaps on June 2nd. I'll try to get my facts straight and maybe tell you more about that at a future show. And then we also heard Holy Hum, and that was one very soft, beautiful track by Holy Hum called Sun Breaking off of All of My Bodies. We featured Holy Hum back in the October issue, I believe, perhaps even the September issue. It was a really great interview where Andrew Lee spoke to the influences of that album, which was mostly the death of his father, but how grief can manifest through songwriting. And I really look forward to seeing what else Andrew does in the next few years. Just a reminder, coming up next will be a live set by Velisca, and that will be from 4 until 5. It'll be a live set of music followed by an interview, an in-studio interview, so you're definitely going to want to listen to that. And jumping back to this review, sorry, I realize I'm all over the place, but such is my style of hosting. It'll probably get a little bit cleaner. Thank you for your patience. This Holy Hum Hello Blue Roses review was written by Esme Colburn. It was a really great review of being in the York Theater, which is, of course, like a very well set up, very professional looking theater, and to see a very intimate music set, it seemed very special. And her writing really comes through with that, too. So in describing Andrew Lee's music, that was the last artist that we heard, she says, his music was made up of multi-layered strings, driving rhythms, myriad synths, piercing guitars, and earnest vocals. Each element would have been enjoyable on their own, but the sound of them all melding together made a true piece of art. My favorite part was the looped background vocals that made a beat for one of the songs. At first, it seemed like Tegan Walgren was performing to a metronome, but then moved off sync, responding to her own voice to create the bass of the song. So Tegan Walgren also has her own musical project called Walgren, and we're going to close the show by listening to a Walgren song, an old one, but one that is going to be included on an upcoming album release. It is called I'm not actually sure how to say that. I will figure out how to say that. I would say that if you knew how to say that, maybe call in, but maybe don't, because we've already proven that I have no idea how to use the phones here. Sorry about that, CITR community. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Tuesday, 3 to 4, if you want to hear me again. If you don't, that's totally cool, too. We'll talk soon. You've been listening to BB's Disco Party.
She wanted me. She wanted me. Siren, won't you call? I want it too. I want it too. I want it too.
I want to hear it once.